Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Hello, it's Chris here. I went down to the marina one day to meet up with a guy who was selling a boat and the mooring along with it. Well, this one was $12,000. I couldn't afford it, but I went anyway thinking, what if I could afford a boat? I didn't buy it, but the guy turned out to be a very nice bloke, and he was high up in the boating club, so I could certainly trust what he was saying to me about this boat. He'd bought a $120,000 boat, so he was selling this one. He said that his wife said to him, if you want me to come out with you in this all day, it's got to have a toilet. So he upgraded boats. He showed me how this one went. He took me out in it. And as we headed out, he said, see that boat over there? $1.2 million. I know the guy that owns it. I tell you what, it was a beautiful home on water, really. And he told me, remember when that hot air balloon went down in the bay? He was the one who went out and rescued them. He got there fast. He was equipped to save lives in turbulent waters in his massive $1.2 million home on water. And it got me thinking how easy it can be to judge rich people. A person with a $1 million boat, our neighbour with the luxury car. But is life in reality about how rich we are or about where our heart is in our wealth? Ultimately, Jesus teaches us in Matthew 6 to store up our treasures in heaven.